Welcome back to Players Club, live from the Flying Tea Club studio here at Roxo Media House. I'm your host, Jules Conti, joined by two TCU women's soccer players, Cameron Lancaster and Lauren Memoli. Just to start things off, you guys ended your season this year 10-6-3. What is something that you feel you learned this season that you can bring moving forward?
I think something for me, I've just learned a lot about myself and how I deal with adversity, and just I learned that maybe I needed to start doing this one day, like journaling, or just to get in tune with my feelings and how I feel about a certain game or something. So I just learned how to deal with adversity more personally.
Yeah. I would say just taking each game by game and looking at each game specifically to make sure we're putting in the work that needs to be done and not looking past any teams.
So you guys are both going into your final season on the team. What's one thing you're just really looking forward to?
I think I'm just really looking forward to start playing with this new team. I think we've been putting in a lot of work in the spring season, so I'm just excited for the fall and to start playing games.
Yeah, I'm super excited to get into the season. It's just been a while since we played some faces, and I love the trips and traveling with the team, so really looking forward to that.
Moving backwards a little bit, reflecting on your 4 years, or I guess three now, but soon to be fourth year, what made you guys choose TCU?
I live in Mansfield, so I live 30 minutes away, and I really just wanted to stay close to home, and TCU just has a really good soccer program and really good school and education, so that's kind of my reason.
As soon as I stepped on campus, I just really fell in love with the school and the environment. The soccer team's always been pretty good here, and I just saw an opportunity to be successful and good stuff for my future.
Yeah. So, Cameron, you said that you're only 30 minutes from here, but Lauren, where are you from?
I'm from California, so definitely a lot farther away.
Yes,
a lot away. I grew up there my whole life, so I really wanted to see somewhere new and explore a new state.
Were your parents excited that you were kind of getting out of California for a little bit, giving them a new place to come visit as well?
Yeah, I definitely think they're excited to come to Texas. They love coming to visit me, but I know they wish I was a little bit closer to home sometimes. Yes.
In similar fashion, are your parents excited that you got to kind of stay here? Were they at a lot of games this last year?
Oh, yeah. My mom has never missed a college game yet. She travels everywhere, and she comes every day. So
that's awesome. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
You mentioned a little bit about, both of you said that TCU academically is a great school. What are your majors?
I am majoring in strategic communications.
Okay.
And I'm financial real estate.
Fun. That's different. I haven't heard that one yet, I don't think.
Yes.
What are your plans post-college?
I'm hoping to just keep playing soccer.
Yeah.
I just want to graduate and then start playing more soccer.
Yep, I'm the same.
What's your dream scenario, if you could pick one?
I don't think I really have a dream scenario. Just any team that's willing to give me a chance, I'll be excited for.
Yeah, I'm just going to see where the future takes us both, either playing here in the U.S. or going over in Europe.
So. That'd be cool, traveling a little bit. Are you both interested in traveling?
Or? Yeah, I would not mind that. That'd be so fun.
Right, playing in Europe for a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the harm? What do you guys look for in a coach when you're picking a team to play for?
I think I just want someone who's going to keep me grounded and just hold me accountable for everything, just always teaching me everything, even if I'm not listening.
I think someone who just pushes me to be my best and kind of sees me at my best when I don't always see that. So I feel like our coaches here do a great job of really pulling the most out of us.
What age did you guys start playing soccer?
I started playing when I was 3.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I think I was 4 when I started playing.
Fair enough, and now look at you. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Did you guys play any other sports growing up?
I did gymnastics for like 10 years. I think I started when I was 2, and then I stopped when I was 12 because I was like, I need to take soccer maybe a little bit more serious.
Until high school, I played soccer, softball, and basketball.
Oh, wow.
And I also ran track in high school.
What made you want to pick soccer as your like end-all, be-all?
I think mostly my parents told me how to choose. I like my friends most in soccer, so I don't
know. And it worked out, so.
Nice.
Who do you guys think have been your biggest role models, either like on the soccer field or off the soccer field growing up?
I would say my mom. I think my mom has just taught me a lot about being determined and just being there for your friends and then putting out for yourself, but also just to never give up in everything that you're doing.
I'd say my dad. He's just so supportive. Rarely misses games. I have 2 younger sisters who also play soccer, so he's just done a really good job of really being supportive of all of our careers.
Switching it up a little bit, I have a fun question. If you guys could have dinner with anybody, dead or alive, celebrity, who would you pick?
You got that one first?
No.
this is just off the top of my head, but I was named after Cameron Diaz. So
okay,
just like sitting down with her and be like, oh my gosh, my mom named me after you because of your movie. I think Mary, what's her, it's a movie, she's like, that's so Mary or something, but my mom just loved her in that movie, so that's why she named me after her.
I'd probably say Messi. I feel like to meet him in person would be pretty cool.
That was a good one. Didn't have to be soccer related. It's okay. If you guys were to pick an animal for yourselves or for each other, I'm sure you've been teammates with this long, you know each other pretty well. What animal would you pick?
Ooh, an animal for Lauren. I don't know. That's a hard one.
I know. Anything that's just off the top of your head?
I'd say boulder for you. Because
why was I thinking that?
Why was I actually thinking that?
So sweet and
thank you.
Gentle.
Wait, I was literally thinking that. No, okay. I think my Lauren would be a lion. I was about to say lion. I think you would be a lion because you're just like very, like, you're like my leader. I'm like, oh, yes, Lauren, I want to listen to you. Thank you.
Yeah. Going back to soccer, have you guys always played your both forwards? Have you always played your positions?
I've always been an attacking player.
Okay.
I played forward my freshman year, and then I switched to midfield the past two seasons. So.
Do you like it better? Or midfield's a difficult position.
Yeah.
You kind of got to be all over the place.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot different, but I enjoy it. I think I'm still kind of learning it and learning the nitty-gritty of it, but I like it a lot.
So we talked a little bit about college majors. What's your class schedule like on top of soccer? Is that difficult to balance?
This semester has been a little bit more tough for me, but Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I only have one class, which is super nice. But Tuesday, Thursday, I have four classes that are back to back to back to back, and they're all an hour 20, so it's really hard to just go through 6 hours of school and then go to practice right after. So that's been tough, but almost over.
Yes.
Yeah, since you have practice in the afternoons, I think most of us have class in the morning, so it's not too bad getting it over with and then going to practice and then kind of winding down at night doing homework and stuff like that.
Yeah. If you guys didn't play D1 soccer in college, what sport do you think you would have played or wanted to try?
I think I would have tried and stick with gymnastics. That was it was super fun, like flipping and doing all that. And the outfits were cute.
They're cute, like the sparkly leotard.
Yeah, I would want a sparkly leotard. That'd be so cute.
Do you think growing up doing gymnastics it kind of helped with like any skills in soccer?
I don't know. I can still like go out and do a back handspring, which is like kind of cool.
That
like,
is cool.
Secret time.
I played.
I'll show you after this.
I grew up playing soccer as well, and we played this one team consistently just because they were in the same league as us, who had a girl who would do a front handspring for her throw-ins.
Oh yeah, that's
and
cool.
She, I don't know if it was like if it would be like illegal in college.
No, everyone. Yeah, there's
just people who do it.
Yeah,
we should try it out. Teams. Really cool.
That would be cool if I could actually do that.
I guess it just helped her with momentum and she got the ball a little bit further, but I don't know, maybe.
It's cool watching people do that. If I could do that, I'd be on every scouting.
You would.
Well, exactly.
Watch the girl
and my trick, your party trick from now on.
Yeah.
What about you? You
Probably definitely track.
Yeah.
In high school, and I thought about trying to do it in college, but soccer was kind of always the plan.
Yeah. If you could, because we kind of talked about movies a little bit earlier, just because you're named after a movie character, but if you could watch one movie on repeat, what would it be?
I would definitely be The Hangover.
I love that movie. The first.
She loves this movie. I can vouch for that. She really loves this movie.
First, second, or third?
First, for sure.
Always the OG. Always.
Our other roommate also loves it, so we kind of
just always
the thing. I would choose Harry Potter, the first one. I love, like, every time I want to watch a movie, I want to watch Harry Potter, but specifically the first one.
I'm going to get so much hate right now. I've never seen any of Harry Potter's. And it's my biggest character flaw. And I agree. Like, I honestly fully agree.
I need to watch
them. I'm not much of a movie person. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I never sit down and put a movie on.
Yeah.
But that's top of my list. Because every time I say it, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
And someone's gonna come at me one day if I'm like really big Harry Potter fan and be like, how dare you?
Right.
And I take it. Like, take it wholly honestly, but like it's my biggest character flaw for sure.
You have to get on that.
Are you guys roommates?
Yes.
And you live with other soccer players?
Yes, one other.
Yes, one other one.
Is it, I'm trying to think of how I want to word this, but is it a lot to live with the girls that you were with nonstop, or is it kind of fun, just more bonding experience?
I think we balance each other out pretty well. I mean, we see each other, but then we do our homework separately, or we do it together. We don't, I think it's good.
Yeah, I think it's good.
We've lived with each other for 2 years.
Okay.
And then our other roommate, she's been my roommate since freshman year, so I've lived with her for 3 years.
Awesome.
And then we're going to live with each other next year, so.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking more about DC soccer. Welcome back to Players Club, live from the Flying Tee Club studio here at Roxo Media House. We're going to jump right back into things. What was your guys' most memorable game from last season?
So mine was definitely the BYU game. Playing in front of 6,000 fans was something I don't think either of us have ever experienced. And tying them when they're ranked number one in the country was pretty cool. So
I have to agree. Yeah, BYU was just an amazing feeling just to go out there and hear all the, even though they weren't cheering for us, it was just, it was a really fun atmosphere.
When you play like in front of so many people like that, and most of them are unfortunately rooting for the other team, does that put a lot of pressure on you guys or motivation?
I wouldn't say that specific game was a lot of pressure. I think it was more motivation because they were the number one team in the country. Like, we really had nothing to lose. We just go out there and start playing hard.
Obviously, it worked out fine for you. It was such a crazy game. I remember watching it
really?
On the edge of my seat the entire time, so that's incredible.
Yeah.
You guys have both won a lot of honors throughout your career so far. What does that mean to you as a player?
I think it just gives us a lot of confidence going into the next season, and also just really appreciative of our teammates who can set us up for things like that.
Yeah, I have to agree with her.
What is your favorite highlight from your entire career here?
We're going to bring it back to my freshman year when we played Texas in the Big 12 Championship Tournament. I scored the winning goal, which is like my favorite moment ever. Just celebrating with my teammates was super fun. And then afterward, we all got to get together. The confetti is everywhere.
Yeah.
It was just super fun.
That's awesome.
Lauren? My favorite one's probably at Ohio State my freshman year when I scored two goals and we ended up beating them, I think, 3-1. It was just a really big road win for that season. So, yeah, I'll never forget that one.
Yeah, that's awesome. Those are such exciting, like, moments.
Yeah.
One last question for you guys before we wrap it up. What's it like playing for a team that gets so much support from the community?
I think it's awesome. I love home games and then going out there and seeing all of our fans out there and, like, little girls on soccer teams or just everyone coming to support us. It just means a lot.
Yeah,
I think it's a huge game changer, especially having home field advantage with all those fans. I definitely think we go to some schools that don't get a lot of fans. It makes you really appreciate playing at Garvey and all the support we get.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Good luck on your final season. I cannot wait to watch. For everyone behind the scenes here at Roxo Media House, I'm Jules Conti, and go Frogs!